It comes as no surprise at this time that we are living in is becoming increasingly difficult, especially when simple things that people need are beginning to skyrocket in price. The cost of gasoline is breaking records every day and has been for the past few months, and there seems to be no relief in sight. Because gasoline is so essential, and because gas is simply needed for people to commute, it starts to affect other everyday items, like food, for example. Truckers are taking the hit by paying more for gas, and as a result, they have to increase the food prices to pay for that. And since the truckers are the ones who transport the supplies to our local supermarkets, that is why that's happening. Not to mention, we're also running out of food. People are becoming increasingly cautious when it comes to saving or spending their money, and you see that now more than, it's been a while, obviously, since the Depression era as well, but in everything that they're saving, trying to save as much as they can, wondering if they should close up their 401ks, their retirement plans, if it's actually going to do any good. The unemployment rate is also increasing, as many people are losing their jobs due to this struggling economy. And many jobs are affected because of high costs in fuel, especially jobs where they're going to need fuel to rely on. Not only do many people struggle at the pumps, but they are beginning to struggle at the grocery store as well, as I already mentioned. Have these everyday items we've been getting all along been taken for granted? Do we realize that food and gas are depleting and that one day we could very well run out of supplies? The simple things that we have all enjoyed, never thought twice about, whether or not it would start to affect our thinking process, and also when it comes to spending our money, we ask ourselves now, well, what should we spend it on, and how much should we spend? We all need gas to drive our vehicles, and we all need food to eat. But it's a struggle now, and unfortunately, it's not going to get any better anytime soon. The question is, why is this happening? I think we, as a church here, know why this is happening. But does the rest of the world know why? Or if they do know why, are they serious about it? My title today is, Don't Take God for Granted. Have we taken God's gift for granted? The Sabbath day, the holy days, God's law as a whole. Do we take His blessings for granted? Or are we thankful? Are we thankful that we have a job? Do we have enough faith that God will provide? Or do we become too discouraged to rely on God? And those of us that are in need of a job, again, do we have enough faith that God will provide? It is frustrating, but we will get through this, and God promises that. In James chapter 1, James chapter 1, verse 2 through 6. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally without reproach, and it will be given to him. In verse 6, but let him ask in faith with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. Now with faith and patience, I think at this time now we are starting to get more smart with our decisions that we make, because we don't want to test God either. And I don't think we can just sit around, sit back and do nothing, thinking that God will take care of us. We all have a part to do as well. And this is all part of our learning process, that way giving a closer relationship with you, or with us and God. Now, when we do receive blessings from God, we have to remember to be thankful, as always. We sometimes tend to dwell on things that are troublesome to us, the things that we most likely try to put into our own hands to figure it out, forgetting to go to God to ask for help. I don't think we do that intentionally, but it's just human nature to try to do it our own way. Are we sometimes too embarrassed to ask God for help, especially when we know we did something wrong, and then we go and ask God to bless us, even when we think we may not deserve it? I know I sometimes feel that way, but I also know how merciful God is, and even when I know better, I ask for forgiveness, and I ask many times. When we are sick and we ask for God's healing, do we sometimes forget to thank Him? Let's see what it says in Luke chapter 17. In Luke chapter 17, verses 15 through 19, we read about the 10 lepers that Jesus had cleansed. In verse 15, one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the other 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, arise, go your way, your faith has made you well. See how it was the faith that made him well, but he also thanked God for doing it. So when should we give God thanks? And what should we thank him about? Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20, among other scriptures, give us that answer. Ephesians 5, verse 20. We give God thanks always for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For everything. Even if you think some things are insignificant or maybe not as critical as other things, but really, it's talking about all things. Because it is everything that we have to be thankful for. We wouldn't have anything without Him. In all things should we continue to be thankful, and especially during these times we're going through now. We should not take what has been given to us for granted. God has most certainly given us a gift. He has given us the gift of knowledge and love, His way of life, the meaning of the Sabbath and the holy days. By living His way of life, we are to be great examples to the rest of the world, as it says in Matthew 5:16. We are to be shining lights to this world, even if the world will hate us for it, and they will hate us for it. But we are not here to please the world alone. But we are here to please God, and we will be blessed for that. Luke chapter 8, verse 4 through 15, talks about the parable of the sower who went out to sow his seed, and how some seed fell by the wayside, some on the rocks, some on the thorns, and some fell on the good ground. But I want to read verses 11 through 15 of Luke chapter 8. Which explains the parable. The seed is the word of God. Verse 12, those by the wayside are the ones who hear. Then the devil comes and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. But the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, who believe for a while, and in time of temptation fall away. Now the ones that fell among thorns are those who, when they have heard, go out and are choked with cares, riches, and pleasures of life, and bring no fruit to maturity. And verse 15, but the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience. Notice how he must have patience, just as God has patience with us. We must endure hardship and suffering if we want to live God's way of life, to ultimately be like God. As we have heard this morning, isn't that our ultimate goal? Do we sometimes take that, what we know, for granted? Do we also remain faithful in Christ? Are we strong enough to keep going? And do we possess that patience until the end? Let's turn to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 35-39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. We are here today keeping the Pentecost, keeping the day of Pentecost, a holy day that God has commanded us to keep, while the great majority of the world has no idea what this day is about, nor do they care. Even if you were to ask somebody out there about this day, they would either tell you one of four options. First, that they've never even heard about it, or they have heard about this day but have no idea what it's about. Or they know about it, but they think they don't need to keep it. It's been done away with. Or they think they are keeping it, but they're keeping it on the wrong day. Now, why these four options? Because this day symbolizes the coming of God's Holy Spirit for the purpose of converting those who God called at this time. That is you and me. That is us, the church. The world hasn't been called yet. So those are the four options you're going to get if you ask somebody. And because we know about this, we are truly thankful. At least we should be. There is at least one way we show God how thankful we are and that we don't take him for granted. And that is by giving him a little token of a gratitude, which we are about to do right now, and that is taking the offering. And we will be having special music, which is entitled Andante by Fernando Carulli, and that will be performed by Kalinsky Michelino, or known as Kalen Mitchell.